2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, one of the most important things that you do in a normal, I'm beginning to be a real adult point of view, is you buy a home. Not just a house, not just an investment property, but a home where you can live your little bolt hole in the world, you can feel safe, you can raise children, fur babies, or whatever happens to be your bent. The problem is in today's market, it can be really tricky and you're not quite sure where things go, especially currently in Western Australia, of course, where we don't quite have the market that we used to have. Now, we've got someone with us today, Ian Knight of Momu Homes, and he'll tell you all about that in just a moment, who's got a better insight than most people I've met about this. And we've had a great off-air conversation. Hopefully we'll get him to incorporate all that wisdom into the next 10 minutes of his life. Ian, welcome.
Thank you, Jackie.
Now, Momu Homes. This doesn't sound like a normal named after somebody who will stand behind the brand kind of company.
Well, it's part of a larger company. So Momu is part of the SSB Group, which has built 25,000 homes in West Australia so far.
So it's not just working out how to do this, it actually knows what it's doing.
Yeah, the company has been doing this for 25 years.
Nice.
And has the strongest financial backing that you can possibly have. So the branding of Momu is trying to just separate that whole concept of bricks and bricks and bricks and actually getting to the core of what we're actually doing when we're building a house is trying to create a place where the moments of life are going to happen. So your family's going to be experiencing Christmas and dinners and parties in this place. So when we sit down and actually look at our designs and we design a house for the individual who's going to be moving in, the family that's going to be moving in, we consider the moments that they're looking to have in that home, and we make sure that the house is customised to meet their needs over the coming years.
Now, that itself seems just a little bit strange considering what the advertising we usually are, which is, here we've got these great 7 designs, choose which one you like best. Oh, sure, you can move a wall or change the colour of the paint here, but really that's the level of customisation we've come to expect.
Currently, there's over 1,000 registered builders in West Australia, and people walk down the street and whilst we are competitive on price, if we only compete on price, people will simply be able to beat that by a dollar or go, well, I've already gone down the road of designing with these people and it's $500 more. I'm just going to stick with that.
But I can't create a space that suits my family. Nobody gives a damn.
Actually, you can. Every single builder in Perth right now, without exception, we'll do a complete customised design. So even builders, say, 3-4 years ago that you couldn't do a customised design with, they will do a customised design for you. They will rip off each other's designs, they'll match the design, they'll take one of my designs and they will copy it. The reason why you're going to build with Momu Homes is because there's only a small handful of companies left in West Australia that build houses for people that actually operate to an international standard. We hold ISO 9001. And there are a few other companies that hold ISO 9001, but in the larger 200 to 300 plus square meter residential building homes that hold international quality assurance, we will be offering some of the best pricing and the best inclusions. And in the price point that we're actually hitting, that is the field where you will be robbed of the options to be able to customize, and you will have to choose from one of the standard designs. We are not limiting you to that.
Okay, so the difference for Momu is, whereas you can have this whizzy bang wahoo, but I wanted a lounge room and a study and a games room and somewhere for the dog, plus also can you put me in a cat run? The majority of companies in Perth that are offering this, you'll pay a premium to move into that space. You're offering this in a competitive market whereby normally at that price point, you'd be able to say, here, pick off these 3 designs. Or pick off these 5 designs, or whatever the point is there.
That would be our position. And on top of that, the quality assurance that we hold in that price point is definitely a standout.
Okay.
And it's very hard. You walk down a display village. I work in a display village in Alkimos. And once everyone else finishes, we're finished, by the way, because our time frames are some of the best in the state. But as you walk down there, in a month's time at my new display home in Alkimos Vista, there will be, 15, 20 different housing companies there.
Mm-hmm.
Only 2 or 3 of those will actually hold International Standard of Operations Quality Assurance, ISO 9001. And in that space, for what people are building in the area, for the types of homes that people are building in the Northern Corridor and the new estates, we are definitely the best value, full stop.
Well, because of your quality assurance and obviously your care at focusing on the fact that I'm going to be having moments in my home, this is where I'm going to be, I'm not going to be ringing you in 3 months' time going, there's this really mouldy smell in my bathroom. Why every time I run the washing machine tap do I get a big puddle of water on the floor? I know that you told me that these tiles were pretty, but they're all coming up. And they sound really funny when the dog runs across them, like they're hollow. Those aren't going to be conversations that I'm going to be having with you.
You wouldn't be having those with me anyway, because that's a maintenance issue. So I don't even involve in that. However, the quality that we actually do build, our maintenance issue has very, very few issues whatsoever. Go onto the internet and actually check out our ratings, product review. You will see that there's several building companies that are well known, that are well marketed with a 3.5 to 3.7 star average on product review, sub 4 stars on Google review. Anecdotally, we're running 4.9 on both. So people's experience with us is a higher standard, a higher quality. And I mean, the size of our company, we have several layers to it. And if somebody's calling me, once they've actually moved into the house and they're not happy, that means something's gone dramatically wrong because there are so many other people to take care of it. Mm-hmm. My job is to get people to the space where they're moving through and everything's going incredibly smoothly for them and everything takes back. And the only reason that they would call me up at that particular stage is to say thank you for what a wonderful job, it's been amazing. Or if something had gone dramatically wrong.
And they've run out of options and they just go, Ian, for goodness sake.
Is there anything that you can do at this stage?
So, Ian, why on earth did you get into this game to start with? Did you just wake up one morning and go, you know what, actually, I've always wanted to sell people homes?
No. I basically had a horrible building experience when I built my first house in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And being that I built a house now, I thought I was an expert and I built again. And guess what? I had another horrible building experience. So much so that when it came around that my friends were looking at building houses, I had to go along to all of these meetings and I saw how rubbish the service that they're getting were and the types of salespeople that they were having to deal with and everything like that. And I thought, oh, gee whiz, I may as well actually be conducting these sales meetings myself because these guys are just not cutting the mustard. And I've worked in various areas of the Housing Industry Association. So I've worked in air conditioning design, renewable energy design, to do with residential properties, and it just seemed like a natural transition. Since I was helping all of my friends secure their first properties anyway, it just made sense that I just jump in there and actually just take care of it themselves.
So your expertise in this area has come through a solid technical background, and then that experience of going, hang on a minute, there has got to be a way of doing this better, and I'm the man to do it, and you've taken it from there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So what's your favourite part about working with Momu?
The leadership aren't just focused on getting sales. Their focus has been on adjusting the product and the offering to make sure that they're hitting the points on price, quality and service so that people want to buy, rather than just sales tactics to get people over the line. So I've seen that there's a lot of process out there where people are, they're just looking at ways to get the finance over the line, to trick the banks. That's the only offering that they really have, rather than actually focus on the quality and interest of the customer that's going into the home, the experience that they're going to have and the quality of the home that they're going to end up with. So they've examined the price point, the design point, the inclusions point to make sure that the offering is there. So if I get in front of someone who is seriously thinking about buying a house, looking at the value and inclusions and the service on offer, realistically, the product that I've actually got right now, they wouldn't be looking anywhere else if I've presented the product correctly. Yeah. So rather than a battle for a product that is, you know, so similar to everything else, there is some unique points to the inclusions and certainly the price point they're actually hitting, which makes it an easier sell. And I'd rather be just helping people go through the process than having to hard sell people on something that's okay value. It's much easier when I've got a product that's great value and I'm just basically facilitating people through the process instead.
So you're helping them along their journey.
Just helping them with the journey.
Pits and trips and all those sorts of things, as opposed to going, oh, really, you'll never get it. There's nobody else who's got this colour paint. You know, sort of kind of hard sell.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so if someone wants to partner with you, which is almost what it sounds like, to actually buy a home that they're going to be able to create memories in and really love to own, as opposed to fight with the builder along the way, over the next 4 years, take them to the building commission to stop the sink leaking. How do they get hold of you?
I much prefer people just call me on my mobile.
Sure.
Say hi. My mobile number is 0413-447-016. Just give me a call. We'll catch up. I'll take you through one of my display homes, take you for a drive out to the blocks of land. But a lot of the time dealing with first home buyers or people that are looking to make their next upgrade, I really like to start the conversation with a budgeting exercise, because there is obviously, as you walk down the street, your favourite house in the display village, the typical salesperson will go, oh yes, you can have this design from just $189,000.
It's the from, isn't it? Which it's is the always from. The catch. Yeah.
And, oh, well, as displayed is 300 and 400 and whatever. My actual house, my display home, this house is 215,000. So basically, as displayed is an affordable product, not a variation of the one that's displayed. So it's very, very straightforward on that. And if we start with the budget, it saves us getting carried away into dreamy land and picking out the block of land in the amazing estate that costs $600,000 for the block, and then choosing a design and all of a sudden realizing that's $1 million mortgage. Well, the repayments on $1 million mortgage might be something you're comfortable with, which is fine. However, the median house price in Perth is sitting in the low fives. And if you're looking at a sensible house within the medians, you really need to assess what you're comfortable with as a budget, what you're comfortable with as a repayment. And once we actually have that, then you hand your wish list over to me as far as the types of locations that you want to be, what you need to be close to, where your support networks are. There's a lot of things to think about when you're choosing your location. And if we start with the budget, then move to location, the end part, the house part, that can actually be the easy part. That is the easiest part, because you're dealing with a quality assured company, and our pricing is going to be fantastic no matter what. So as far as not putting the horse before the cart, or the cart before the horse, sorry.
Well, you're allowed to do things differently then.
Yeah, horses before carts is good.
It's good.
Because actually, generally the cart follows.
Mm,
mm. If we're not putting the cart before the horse, the idea is just start by just picking up the phone, having a sit down, having a chat, and talking about what you're trying to achieve. One of the number one things that I really want to try and stress to people is the home that you live in is that. It's the home that you live in. And if you want the home that you live in to be something as purely investment as a stepping stone, separate your emotion from the purchase, which I can help you do. However, there's going to be an emotional component to it. And if it's the home that you live in, you really need to look at, is this a place that I want to live? Is this the home that I want to live in? Is this the place that I want to raise my family? And rather than getting sold on the strength of investment. So knowing that, there's the number one thing I'd love people to know before they come and speak to me is, am I doing this as an investment? Am I doing this to live in? Because there's two completely different roads that we're going to walk down. And if it's a home you're going to live in on a long enough timeline, if you want to make a good investment, just take a map of Perth and throw a dart. That's your location. So it doesn't really matter where you buy over a long term, whether it's going to be a quality of investment. However, quality of investment over the next 2 to 3 years, there's not as many obvious choices with that if you're looking to grow capital or get massive rental returns in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, cool. So obviously, that's a conversation people can have with you, because one, with your experiences, your personal experiences, you know what it's like to be in their shoes.
Right.
So you know, you get that. You understand the market, you understand the differences between what people are trying to achieve. You can have a realistic and sensible conversation with people, so people don't fall in love with a mansion with the unicorns in the paddock and the, you know, the golden chocolate river and all these amazing things, which is just completely and utterly unrealistic on either their budget or their plan or their time frame. So nobody's disappointed when it comes to what you're delivering. give you a call on
0413 447 016.
Right, and they can have coffee, have those conversations, and get the plan moving in the right direction smoothly from the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds fantastic, Ian. So Momu Homes, definitely a good place to start. Quality assured, different than the rest of the world because they actually stand behind their products, like everybody does, but have design options that you can customise, which sit at a sensible price point.
Yep.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.